And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from using its own citizenship records to clean up America's voter rolls. Homeland Security upgraded a program called SAVE so state and local officials could verify whether a new registrant is actually a citizen. But a district judge named Sparkle, yeah, that's her real name, she's a Biden appointee, she sided with advocacy groups, ruling the database threatened, in her words, the sacred right to vote. Yeah, the same court, the D.C. Circuit, just handed Trump a win, clearing agents to fast-track deportation of illegal immigrants who can't prove 2 years of continuous residence. Until now, that fast-track only applied to people caught at the border. But Judge Justin Walker wrote that Congress gave the president this authority years ago, and the administration is finally using it. Not everyone is celebrating, however. In Portland, Maine, a woman was filmed patrolling the parking lot of a middle school graduation, watching, she said, for ICE vehicles so federal officers couldn't make an arrest. And we've reached the point where guarding a graduation from law enforcement is somehow considered heroic. Yeah, out of New York, a lesson in how fast a celebration ends a career. When the Knicks won their first title in 53 years, J.P. Morgan Chase executive Angela Bays spotted a city trash can in Knicks colors and had to have it. So on camera, she dumped the garbage onto the sidewalk and walked off with it like a prize. By the next day, she'd been fired, and the detail you'll appreciate here, before her corporate job, Bays was the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And a far darker story now out of the Netherlands, a 15-year-old girl in Merstad has been arrested for stabbing both her parents to death, then reportedly texting photos of the bodies to classmates. Dutch media reports a long history of mental illness. She first wanted to be identified as a boy, then began identifying as a dog, crawling the school halls on all fours in fake ears and a tail. No motive has been confirmed, but obviously the pattern here repeats. A child in obvious crisis, in need of obvious help, is affirmed in every delusion instead of treated for what's underneath. To Brazil now, where the state has decided it owns your children's curriculum. A court in Sao Paulo sentenced a Christian homeschooling couple to 50 days in prison for the crime of leaving the government's gender and diversity lessons out of their daughter's education. Never mind that both girls are accomplished pianists who speak several languages, and the prosecutor recommended acquittal. And as the mother put it, she can't imagine a more dictatorial state than one that jails a parent for raising her own children. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.